present Shooting Lights Out. Shooting Lights Out is sponsored by Fanatics. So fishing lights is everything with Fanatics. With Fanatics.com with Sports Fan Shop. Shooting Lights Out is also sponsored by Liz. Locker Rooms by Liz. Sports apparel, customized hats, whatever you want. As a sports fan, get it at Locker Rooms by Liz. Now, this time for a brand new episode of Shooting Lights Out.
Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting Lights Out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a big night in the WNBA because we have a preview between the two super teams out in Vegas. And so, since it's such a big game, I couldn't do an episode like this by myself. I had to bring on some couple of people. First, my man who represents Cold Sports with a Z and is also the co-host of Snowman in the Morning, my good friend, my good brother, Mr. Coach Johnson.
How you doing, Playmaker?
I'm doing. Welcome to my house now.
It's actually good walking into your. It's a pleasure to be on your show, man.
Yeah, and I have another guest on here who represents just about everything Brooklyn, New York. It's been a very long time since me and him was able to do a show together. My good brother, Mr. Dre Day from Sports Wavy. Dre Day, what's good, my brother?
What's going on, Darnell? What's going on, Cole? What's good?
What's up, Dre?
All right, with such a big game, you would hear from the creator who's making price when we get to that part of the show. But y'all know how I roll when it comes to Shooting Lights Out. I got to give news and notes, and we got to go around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, gentlemen, the new CBA has been agreed upon, which will begin Saturday with the new CBA. Now, this is a very lengthy CBA here. I got a chance to do a skim at it. It's almost like 650 pages worth of stuff in this CBA. So, fellas, how y'all? What y'all thinking about the CBA?
I know this. When one of the talking points of the CBA bargaining sessions was, yeah, we want to slide a midseason tournament in there, I almost wanted to grab a bucket and hurl in it. So I'm like, really? The league is going well. Why would you want to taint it by doing something like that? Even just introduce it, even if it doesn't pass, why would you even want to introduce that?
Well, yeah, but that's what they wanted to do. Dre,
I gotta agree with Cole. That shit don't make no sense to me. It's bad enough that you started this playing, but I mean, we're kind of enjoying it now. I think they're on the third year. I think they're on the third year of doing this playing thing, so it's looking like they're gonna be experimenting with this for the foreseeable future. But to put in a tournament in the middle of the season, what they trying to do? Swagger Jack off the WNBA?
Who knows at this point or what they are trying to do with this midseason tournament. So, but it's a very lengthy though. So those of you who can go in and find information that you want to look for, kudos to you. But this is, you're talking almost 700 pages in this CBA. Good gracious. All right. As we continue on, we have the Chicago Bulls and Look here, Vucevic reaching a 3-year, $60 million extension, keeping him in a Bulls uniform now. Dre, I like Cole Johnson. You like some good dick, man. So the fact that Chicago is keeping theirs, what does that do for them?
Don't do shit for them. it's that simple. We don't do shit for them. I mean, listen. I'm not gonna tell a man to not get his bag. I'm happy for him, but this ain't gonna do anything for Chicago. Him staying there is not gonna make them a top team in the East. It ain't gonna make them do nothing crazy. So you're gonna be there for another 3 years, get your $60 million, and support your family, and that's about it. I don't expect anything else from the Chicago team. So I'm glad he got his money, but it does not a damn thing for them on the basketball court.
Oh, you're familiar with the Chicago Bulls because you work with the guy who's from Chicago.
Yes.
And when he gets a chance to talk about Chicago, he does. So, would you best stand with the Bulls?
Yeah, Dre has a really good point. I mean, you know, this was a team that looked like they were going places a few years back, and then the Lonzo Ball injury just messed everything up, and they haven't recovered since then. And now it looks like the Lonzo is going to be missing another full season. So this probably is the brightest of bright spots for the Bulls, but it doesn't really do anything for the team. It does a lot for Vucevic though. So, you know, I thought that he was going to look for greener pastures, you know, one to have a ring before he retires. He wanted to secure that bag in his back. Can't really fault the man for that.
Yeah, Lonzo Ball having another knee surgery. You're like, how many are we up to right now?
Is this his third? I think he came off his third, I think.
Third.
I think Lonzo needs to just hang it up.
Unfortunately, I think he does too.
I think he needs to just hang it up. I hope he has a lot of money saved up, but your basketball career just might be over. Yeah. Too many injuries. Too many knee injuries, for that matter.
Yeah.
It's too many on them knees. And he's been missing lengthy games too. It ain't like, oh, he get injured and he's missing a week or so. Dude, you missing weeks and months. Like, that should take a toll on you.
And now seasons.
I can only imagine what that's doing to his psyche. Mm-hmm.
Fast news coming out of Chicago. We go from Chicago to L.A. because the Clippers are not guaranteeing Aaron Gordon's $20 million deal next season, making him a free agent. This move is a financial move for the Clippers, as they are saving money to avoid the cap penalty. So Eric Gore is now a free agent, gentlemen. And start. Let's go to Cole.
Eric Gordon, free agent. Okay, so you have a guy who's a spot up shooter. He can be streaky at times. So this isn't a player where you're saying to yourself, oh, we need to have him on our squad because he might be the piece that we're missing to get that chip. And the Clippers think that they are needing those types of pieces. In fact, my brother believes that they already have the pieces. So, This is a great move for the Clippers. I mean, they really need to move him off the books. As for Gordon, if he's going to get playing time, I'm going to be real. If he's going to get playing time, he may need to be on a team that really isn't going to go anywhere, or he has to be happy trying to being a sixth man on a team like the Lakers or the Warriors or the Heat. Because he's not going to get that type of time as a starter. Not on those teams.
Dre,
I agree with Cole. If he's looking to go somewhere and play an intricate part to a team, he might have to go to one of these trash ass teams. He might have to go to, like he said, the teams that he said. I don't really see him being able to go to one of these veteran contender teams and really do damage with them. He had the chance to do it with the Clippers, but unfortunately, you know, your two-star players can't stay healthy. And, you know, now we're hearing rumblings going on with them about people in the front office is getting very impatient with Kawhi and Paul George now. So, I mean, that's another story for another day. But with Eric Gordon, as far as it goes for him, I don't really see him being able to flourish on any one of these veteran teams that are championship contenders. He might have to go to one of these bottom feeding teams and flourish over there. I mean, call me a homer, but I wouldn't mind to see him go to San Antonio and help out over there, bring some type of leadership to that young Spurs team, because I don't see him going anywhere. I don't see him going to any one of these veteran-like championship battle-tested teams to do anything. He might have to be going to one of these teams that are young and looking for veteran leadership, like a Detroit or San Antonio or Orlando, for that matter. I don't see him really doing much with any of these veteran teams.
When you say that, Cole, is he allowed to come back to Houston?
I mean, he probably could. I mean, there would be a spot for him. I mean, that would be a need that the team has. A spot up shooter that has leadership and veteran abilities, because that team is chock full of young talent. Yeah. But yeah, I get the feeling he probably didn't want to be there.
Young talent and a new head and a new coach in charge. That's why I asked, you know. Mm-hmm. Eric Gordon, free agent, should be interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, finally, we're going to go to the collegiate level here, because for those of you who don't remember, the ACC and the SEC has a new challenger in basketball when they go against each other, and they released the schedules of both the men's and the women's. Some of the headliners are, for the men's, North Carolina will be hosting Tennessee up in Chapel Hill. You have the Duke Blue that was going down to Fayetteville, Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks. You have the Kentucky Wildcats meeting up with the Miami Hurricanes at Rupp Arena. On the women's side, you have Louisville going to Ole Miss. You have the defending champ, the LSU Tigers. They will be hosting, let me see if I can remember, the Virginia Tech Hokies. And then you have the battle of the Carolinas between North Carolina and South Carolina. So, Cole Johnson, ACC, SEC basketball matchup release. What stands out to you?
Oh, that's simple. The women's game between LSU and Virginia Tech. That's the one that stands out to me, because that is the marquee matchup in both tournaments. To me, there isn't a bigger game than those two meeting up. The one that comes closest is the North Carolina, South Carolina on the women's side. But I am looking forward to seeing what Virginia Tech can do, and if they can improve off of how they were in their Final Four trip. And remember, when they did meet in the national semifinals, they actually held a lead late in the game, and LSU came back and took them. So that is the one, women's side, LSU, Virginia Tech. Hands down.
Dre, what stands out to you from the first ACC SEC challenge to be taking place next season?
I'm liking this Cole guy, because it seems like we have a very good rapport, because we tend to agree on a lot of things so far. We haven't really disagreed that much, because Darnell, you already know when it comes to the women's side with me, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. The women's season this past season was much better than the men's season. The women's tournament dog walked the men's tournament this season. I'm glad that they introduced March Madness for the women too, as opposed to just calling it March Madness for the men. I was glad that they finally did it for the women. But just like you said, that LSU Virginia Tech game, That's the one that I'm looking forward to, because with LSU being fully equipped now, bringing Haley over from Louisville, and Virginia Tech still having their players. None of them went to the WNBA draft. All of them are still in Virginia Tech. I think that game right there is going to be one of the highlight games of this upcoming season. So I'm very much looking forward to that game. Very much looking forward to it. Now, from the men's side, I mean, as far as the programs are concerned, okay, on paper, it looks good. Like you said, Duke and Arkansas, okay, that opens up the rivalry from back in the day in the 90s when they was going back and forth trying to win national championships. But for the most part, ain't nobody really tuned in and giving a fuck about those games. It's more so for the women. It's more so for the women's games, and those are the ones that I'm going to really, really, really be tuned into, especially this LSU and Virginia Tech game.
See, I'm angry with you, Playmaker. You should introduce me to this Dre guy long before now, bro. The dude spitting hot fire. I could not disagree with one single syllable he just said.
Hey, y'all had me come on y'all show. This is the first time I was able to bring you on, okay? What you want me to do? Okay? Things take time.
Darnell knows when it comes to women's basketball, I don't play when it comes to that. Like, this time I love watching the women more than the guys. Like, it is what it is. And this past season, from what I saw from women's basketball, I was a fan before it anyway. I've been watching women's basketball for as long as I can remember. But this year alone, my goodness, man, goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and Ric Flair, Warrior Rumble, a tear to my eye. That's what it did for me this season, because I was just very much impressed from what I saw. Aside from LSU winning the national championship, we know what Caitlin Clark can do. I'm eager to see what's going to happen when Paige comes back. I'm eager to see what AZ Fudd does if she can stay healthy. I'm eager to see what's going to happen with Dawn Staley. With, you know, she lost some key veteran leadership on that South Carolina team. I'm not going to sit here and doubt that she's going to now tank and sink. I don't believe that from Dawn Staley at all, but I'm very much intrigued with this upcoming women's basketball season. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm looking forward to that way more than I'm looking forward to the men's season. Sorry, but not sorry.
And honestly, when you see Virginia Tech LSU, you circle that game right there. The revamped LSU team who added Haley Van Litt to that squad.
Which was
Georgia Amore is back with the Hoagies. So that offensive firepower is still up in Blacksburg.
Elizabeth Keatley's still there too. Virginia Tech didn't lose nothing. They didn't lose nothing.
But I will say this, Virginia Tech, you're going into hostile environments when you head down to Baton Rouge on November 30th.
Well, that's true.
I can't wait to preview that game, but if I had to pick it, I mean, Dawn Staley regrouping her South Carolina Gamecocks team in a battle for Carolinas up in Chapel Hill.
So they're gonna dog walk North Carolina. They're gonna dog walk that goes without saying.
They should be
there. And then if I had to pick a third game, it was on the same day, Thursday, November 30th, Duke and Georgia. Because Duke, man, Georgia they play defense. But either one of them keep a lead. That would be my question for that game. Which one wants to keep the lead longer?
Whose house is it in?
It'll be in UGA.
So in that, I'll give the edge to them because it's in their house.
So I'm looking at
the SEC is a powerhouse. Like that's a powerhouse conference in women's basketball. What was it? I think it was Haley Jones. She used to play for Stanford. She now plays for the Atlanta Dream with WNBA. I remember her. I forgot who it was. I think she was going back and forth with two people on her podcast, and they was asking, like, which conference is the best. And, of course, she's going to be pro, you know, she's going to be Pac, of course. And Aaliyah Boston, of course, she was going to say SEC. So they was going back and forth trying to figure out which conference was the best and whatnot. But I think I think SEC might have they might have the powerhouse as far as the conference goes.
On the man's side, you did bring up Duke and Arkansas. I can see that, but
No. I brought them up. I brought them up just for the reason of the history of being in the 90s. They was going back and forth, winning the national, playing in the national championship game. I think it was 1 year they played each other in the national championship game. I think that was the year Duke was trying to go for the three-peat, and Arkansas beat them. But for the most part, nobody give a fuck about that game, man. Nobody is really ain't no, how can I say it? Ain't no real stars on these teams. Nobody giving a fuck about this Duke Arkansas shit. It looks good because of the storied programs, but for the most part, our eyes and attention is on the women. Okay. Let's stop bullshitting and let's stop sugarcoating. Okay? I'm pre-diabetic, but come on now. Come on now. Like, come on. Ain't no sugarcoating over here. It's women's basketball right now. That's where it's at right now.
Yeah. Of course. I'll be watching as much of the women's games as I can the men's game. But I know most of the people like watching the men's games. And I'm saying from my point of view, from the men's side, coming off your most horrible season in program history. If you know Carolina, you got a match up with the Tennessee Volunteers in Chapel Hill. That could answer some questions for me on both sides.
The men gonna do their thing. Don't get me wrong, but I think right now, I think Cole might agree with me on this. But for the most part, I think right now all the attention right now is for the women. Right now, I'm sure the guys are still gonna do them. But for the most part, I think all the eyes and attention right now is shifted. It's shifted for the girls right now.
Yeah, the women's game, definitely in college, the women's game is a whole lot better. And look, and I love watching basketball, and I fully get the men's game. But, man, for the exception of the fact that one tournament played in an arena and the other played in a stadium, look. Let's be frank.
Yeah.
Did we care about the men's Final Four this year?
I know I did.
See, now really
I know I did.
Did we care about the men's Final Four this year?
I didn't give two fucks about that tournament. I didn't give two fucks. My eyes was glued to the women's.
And the only reason.
Go ahead, I know what you're gonna say.
And the only reason why you cared about a playmaker was because half of the pool came from Florida.
I knew he was going to bring that up. I knew it.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Continue to run salt in the room here.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even remember the teams that was in it. Besides UConn, what was the other teams that was in it?
San Diego State, San Diego Miami, State. And Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
And both teams from Florida got eliminated in the Final Four.
In the finals, yeah, and yeah, and the national.
Oh, so you really didn't give a fuck anymore?
Oh, the national championship, he didn't. Yeah.
You was done after the national semifinal.
Yeah.
That's a rotor mode sign into the room, Cole Johnson.
What the?
Just want to remind me of the failures of the state of Florida.
I'm just speaking facts, playmaker. That's all I'm doing.
If I never would have brought that up, you wouldn't have said it.
It has been a bad year for Florida now that you said that.
Depending on who you asking, they'll be like, they want me to celebrate a track and field title for the Florida Gators and a golf tournament championship.
For the major stuff, it's been on rocky roads for Florida so far this year.
I'm looking like was those two championships nationally televised? No. All the ones that were nationally televised, Florida, a team from Florida came up short. But that's it for Ron Harwood. All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to start talking WNBA by recapping the games that took place this week.
The Playmakers Blog is proud to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team, rep the hardware, get comfortable, because Fanatics is the way to go, where sports fans shop and official license everything.
Grand fans across the world, the Playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Rambly Talk. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp said, the GOAT is not getting his ball back. We are ending this right here, right now. And Matthew Stafford did it. Somebody explain to me, why does this keep happening with the San Francisco 49ers? You can't stop Deebo Samuel for whatever reason. You made Jimmy G look like a damn good quarterback. And then the offensive line and defensive line getting their ass whooped by the other ones. Somebody explain this to me. Please.
Baker Mayfield was just a walkthrough practice into his tenure with the Rams, and he's out there throwing game-winning touchdowns.
Just like in the San Francisco game, Aaron Donald gets to Joe Burrow. Burrow tries to get rid of it. It falls wide and short of Samaje Perine. Turnover on downs.
Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambly Talk on.
All right, welcome back to Shooting and Lights Out. I'm getting ready to preview the big game tonight out in Vegas. I have Cole Johnson from Cole Sports with me, and I have my brother from Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Dre Day. Now we got the news and notes out the way from the world of basketball. Now, let's talk some Women's National Basketball Association. And let us start off with recapping some of the games that have taken place already, beginning with... It was round two out in Vegas between the Indiana Fever and the Las Vegas Aces. Fever put up a much better fight than round one, but he still took an L. Aaliyah Boston, 20 points, 14 boards. Elijah Smith had 13 points, 14 boards as well, but they are plenty the reigning defending champions of the Aces. And gentlemen, as you can see here, it just don't matter who it is. It don't matter who it is.
Right now, it's looking to me like it just looks like to me, for maybe the lone exception of Liberty, that every other team is playing checkers and the Aces is playing chess. I mean, they're basically saying to the rest of WNBA, there's levels to this, and it looks like last year's World Championship was not a fluke. I mean, they play cohesive ball, and Becky Hammon has them playing. They're literally looking like the Spurs, only they're women. I mean, it just looks like they're cohesive on the court.
Now, before Dre gets in here, because I know he's a big fan of a certain basketball player, since I have known him. When this player can score 1 point in a game and you still win, this is ridiculous. Go ahead.
What was she at 12 boards?
Cold, man. You're going to make me catch the Holy Ghost, man. Like, whoo, man. You're going to make me catch the Holy Ghost with that one that you said, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Listen. The 1 point, yeah, my girl Candace Park only had 1 point, but this is what I've tried to tell people this upcoming season. They don't need her to go out there and put up numbers that she did with Chicago. They don't need her to go up there and put numbers that she did when she was with the Sparks. They don't need her for that. They just need her to go there with her leadership, get her little 10, 11 points, crash the boards, play that defense, and be the great leader that she is. She don't need to go out there and put up no crazy numbers. We got Asia Wilson for that. We got Jackie Young, who, I mean, listen, if we talking MVP candidates right now at the moment, obviously you got Stewie, you got Asia Wilson. I even said this on my podcast earlier, Sports with Madrid A podcast, even though she's on a losing team, I would throw Aaliyah Boston. I would throw her in the conversation, but obviously she's not going to win it, but she does deserve some votes. But Jackie Young, you got to throw her in that conversation as well. You got to throw her in that conversation. Because as much as the attention goes to Asia Wilson, rightfully so, and Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young ain't nothing to fuck with. She is nothing to fuck with. And this season, you can make a case that she might be the best player on the team so far this season. This season, she's playing like the best player on that team.
You see here, Asia losing 24-10. And Chelsea Gray dropping 25.
That Chelsea pass by Chelsea Gray. Oh, my God.
It don't matter.
Did you see that?
I can go stupid.
Did you see that pass that she threw to Asia Wilson?
Man, Chelsea Gray is out here doing NBA stuff.
She's stunting on these girls, and it's not fair. It's not. It's not. She's showing them. It's levels to this. But I knew. That this was I knew the Aces is going back to the WNBA finals. So we could just get that out the way now. It's just a matter of who they're going to dance with. And when Stewie made the announcement to go to the Liberty, when Jonquel Jones made the announcement to go to the Liberty, and when Courtney Vandersloot made the decision to go to the Liberty, I said, this is our WNBA final matchup right now. As long as everybody stays healthy, as long as there's no key injuries, come late September, October, it will be the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty in the 2023 WNBA Finals. Everything else is just nothing. Now, Connecticut, they're going to have their moments. They're going to be in the conversation. They still got DeWanna Bonner. They still got Aisha Thomas, the triple-double machine. I think she just broke the record this season for the most in the, I already know she has the most in history. And I think she got a good 3 or 4 already this season alone. They did take a serious injury with Jones being out for the rest of the season with Achilles. And, you know, hopefully all gets well with her and we can't wait to see her again next year. But it's a full, listen, as long as everybody is healthy, it is going to be the Liberty and the Aces and the WNBA Finals. Let's just stop the bullshit and just get this over with now. As long as everybody stays healthy, that's what it's going to be. Liberty, Aces. Simple and plain.
So here's the statistic, and as you can see, like, the fever was, they battling, and just the free throw is the difference here. Aces +9 in the free throw department.
Oh, no, the fever going to fight. The Fever are going to fight. That's one thing about that team. They're very feisty. They are very feisty. They're going to fight. Whoever it is that they play, they are not going to make it easy for them. They're not going to make it easy for them. And not for nothing, that's a testament to Aaliyah Boston being there now. Just look at that team from last year to how they are now.
No argument here.
Very competitive. Very competitive. And that's a testament to Aaliyah Boston being in now.
Yeah.
That was Monday night. We're going to go to Tuesday night. And speaking of the Connecticut Suns and the New York Liberty, they faced off in round 2. This game was in Connecticut. And you can see without Breonna Jones, the Connecticut Suns took a second consecutive L to the New York Liberty. And Dre, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you first. Just look at the Liberty stats. Sabrina only scored 6 points, and we won by 8.
That hurted my fantasy thing too. I got Sabrina, Lainey. I love me some Big Mama Steph, but she hurt, so she's not gonna do nothing for me right now at the moment. So I had to cut her, which hurts because I love me some Big Mama Steph. But oh, and I got Van der Sloot for that matter. But this Liberty team, this is coming from somebody that's from New York. I'm very much happy for them. I'm very much happy that the Liberty has actually brought some excitement back to New York as it pertains to women's basketball. Because obviously, you know, back in the day, you know, you had the old Liberty with, you know, Rebecca Lobo and Teaspoon and Kim Hampton and Crystal Robinson and Becky Hammond, for that matter, Sue Wicks. That's how far back I go with it. And to see that Liberty team not be able to reach the ultimate destination and win a championship to now fast forward to 2023 with this team here, it's very promising that this Liberty team can possibly have a parade in my city at the end of the summer. Well, not in the summer, in the fall. Their only hiccup is that team in Vegas. Now, if somehow they don't get there, we may have a parade in my city. But if they're playing the Aces, they're not winning. I'm sorry.
Craig Jones got her second double-double with the team with 14 and 11. Breonna Stewart coming off of one of her worst performances of the season against the Washington. She bounced back with 24 and 9.
So everybody's entitled to a hiccup here and there.
So it was Breonna Stewart against the Washington Mystics. Liberty still won. Now it is Sabrina Ionescu with the Sarah Park game, and the Liberty still won. Cole Johnson, from what you see on the stat sheet, what stands out to you?
Well,
say it again.
Yeah, he asked me what stands out on the stat sheet. Well, I mean, what stands out to me is just quite simply put, you can pull forth the good, but if your team isn't going to be balanced, you're gonna take L's. I mean, it's just that simple. So, you know, when you have a leading scorer with 24 in Breonna Stewart, who one of the best players in the league, and you don't really hear as much about her as you used to, and you have the balanced scoring to come off of that, you can't stop a team like that. And we were seeing that with the Aces in the game the night before with the against the Fever. You got to have that balanced scoring. If you're going to be a team that is worth, it doesn't matter if it's a men's game or women's game. If you're going to be a championship contender, you got to have that balanced scoring. And if the Liberty can come with anybody with the balanced scoring that they put forth on Tuesday night, even with the Aces, they can't be beaten. It's just that simple. They cannot be beaten if they play on scoring like this.
For me, the absence of Breonna Jones showed in this game, because you can't replace 16 and 12.
No, you can't. No, you can't. So you will miss that. If with that out the lineup, yes, you will miss that. And unfortunately, the Suns missed that.
Yeah. But we can see if the Suns can regroup, bounce back, because they got a big game this weekend that we're going to preview as well. So that was the first game on Tuesday night. Here's the team statistics. As you can see, it was all pretty much all Liberty except for fast break points, and just Liberty dominated the game. So that was game one. Game two, we saw the Minnesota Lynx take down the Seattle Storms in the Twin City 104-93. The leading scorer of the WNBA had a rough shooting night, going 4 for 18, 2 for 7 from 3, and only scoring 14 points. I'm pretty sure I know how Dre's going to see this, but when you have, like Cole said earlier, when you have balanced scoring on the Minnesota side, you get W. So, Dre, yep. Jrue Lowe had a rough run. So did Seattle.
I love the Gold Mamba. I love the Gold Mamba. And congrats to her making another very well-deserving All-Star appearance this upcoming season. It's just that right now, Seattle is going to have some growing pains. Like, the big three that they had, obviously, is gone. Sue Bird retired. and Stewie is now in New York. So right now, at this point, it's only Lloyd at this point. I mean, of course, I mean, I like Kia Nurse, but can she stay healthy? She's very much injury prone. And I mean, I don't expect her to go there and put up crazy numbers as Stewie, but for the most part, Joel Lloyd is doing the best she can out there with this Seattle Storm team. What was it? What was it? A few weeks ago, what was it? She dropped close to 40 back-to-back games.
30. She scored 39 against the Wings, where Arike scored 41, but Joel Lloyd got the final say.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing all she can with this roster, and as a fan of hers, I can't be any more proud of her. And Minnesota, I love Minnesota. I love Cheryl Reeve, one of the greats of the coaches in the history of the WNBA. I love me some Kalia, and I'm glad that she's back this season. What was it, last year? She took a year off because she had a baby, and she's coming back.
3-10.
She's coming back with a vengeance. She will definitely be a reserve for the All-Star game when they make the announcement. She will definitely be a reserve. Definitely. For sure she will be. Kayla McBride. I love me some Kayla McBride as well. I just love the WNBA, man. Like, I just love it, man. I smile from cheek to cheek when I speak about these women, because, like, it's like the respect that they don't get. It baffles me, the respect that they don't get. And it's another thing that irks me too, that if Darnell lets me say this at the end, I'm going to speak on it as well, but I don't want to take up too much time on his platform, but I just let, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just smile from cheek to cheek when I speak about the WNBA or women's basketball, period, because I love it so much. And they deserve the recognition. I'm glad women's basketball is getting it now, at least on a college side. But now, as far as the pros, we got to try to get these girls, you know, better publicity. We got to keep trying to do that shit. We got to keep applying that pressure.
Cole Johnson, Minnesota gets their fifth win of the season.
Well, I mean, they got the win with the wonderful performance in the block, for sure. And that's how they did it. Dre took exactly what I was going to say about this game in totality of what stood out. Because I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, the Storm is feeling the pinch from having the studs they did have due to retirement leaving. And now they're dealing with a whole ton of growing pains. That's what I'm seeing, too. Unfortunately, I think you have two teams that look like they're playing out the string, so to speak. Show fight, and that's what you want to see. Even with teams that aren't even at 500, they're showing fight. And so you want to see that. You want to see that in these teams, because you want to believe that, you know, that they're up and coming, they're growing, and they believe in whatever the coaching system is. And if they can just put that together and believe in themselves and believe in and buy into whatever system that's being coached, we may see those records turn around real soon. So just kudos to the effort. Even with respect to 5-9 and 4-10 records, but they still putting in the effort.
I'm glad you said it, because when we get to our next game, talking about coaches, team stat line is here, as you can see here. As Cole said, the paint. 33 for Minnesota, 21 Seattle. There you go.
I love paint work. I don't give a crap if it's the men's game or the women's game. You do the damage down low, chances your W's go sky high. You know, make the game easy for your team, and the way you do that is if you can score points down low. You score points in the blocks, you make everything else easy for you.
So even though the Storm outshot them from three with plus 15, it's the plus 24 for the Lynx stack. Takes the game for Minnesota getting their fifth win. Then the third game.
2-2 is better than 0.
Shout out to Diamond Miller. I forgot to shout her out too from Minnesota. Yeah.
The rookie from Maryland playing for the Leafs. He dropped 18 points in this game. But speaking of coaching, let's head down to Phoenix, shall we? Because it's the first game for a new but interim Mercury coach, Nikki Blue, because Night Guard and the Suns parted ways before this game.
That's a nice
now, before we get to that, before we, she got fired, yeah. But before we get into that part first, Cole Johnson, Dallas Wing 77, the Mercury 62, and it's just been one of them years that the Mercury just don't have it.
No, no, they don't have it. And, it's a shame that it's this type of year that they don't have it, you know, because I think they're suffering the Mercury. I think they're suffering a little bit from what has taken place off the court, affecting a lot of what they have done on it.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, especially with Vanessa Nygaard, her focus was always on Brittany Griner, and it basically has been on Brittany Griner probably ever since the turn of the year.
Probably
right after the last WNBA season was over, all the way until when she was released from Russia and in prison. It was that focus, and then you start having these controversies such as, oh, well, airlines are harassing Brittany Griner. So a team that was supposed to actually do things, they're being affected by what is taking place off the court. It's bleeding to what's happening on it. And I think that's what you're seeing with the Mercury. And it's a shame, but that happens even with teams that are supposed to show promise. It can still affect squads like them.
Yeah, as you can see here, Salva and Howard combined for 22 rebounds. The front court of the Mercury, 17.
Yeah.
Dre, talk to me.
Yeah, and we're talking about a team that has Brittany Griner on it. And that is the stat you pull up.
Dre.
Cole, my man. My settlements exactly. Mentally, they're just not. It's not clicking mentally, and we know why. It's because of what happened with Brittany in Russia. They had this problem last year. Like, we all knew they was gonna struggle last season without her. Okay, they get her back, but guess what? It's still growing pains. Now, granted, Skylar's also not there. Diana Taurasi, honestly, I don't know why she's still playing. I honestly don't know why. I'm hoping that she doesn't turn in to one of these players that don't know when to hang it up. Honestly hope she doesn't turn into that. And this season, she's looking like one of those players that need to hang it up. She might have had one or two games where it was the old Diana that we know and love. But for the rest of the season, and I hate to do that because I love me some Diana Taurasi, but I got to call a spade a spade. That Phoenix team, I'll be honest with you. When the season first started and Brittany came back, I said, oh, yeah, they coming for blood this season. They going to be hungry. They got their girl back. Oh, yeah, they coming for blood this year. Did I think they was going to make a run at the finals? No. But I damn sure that they was going to have the record they got now. I didn't think that at all. But. This might be a blessing in disguise, my man. This just might be a blessing in disguise. Because who's coming to the WNBA next season?
That freaking draft class itself is ridiculous.
That draft class is going to be sick.
That draft class going to be bananas. And just think about this. If they could somehow get a top three pick, you might fuck around and get either Caitlin, Paige,
or Angel.
Or Angel, if she choose to go.
Right.
Because listen, Angel making so much NIL NIL money, she might not even rush to come to the WNBA. You're she right. might not. So we really don't know. But that draft class next year is going to be one for listen, we spoke about them earlier, the Virginia Tech girls. That draft class next year is gonna be crazy, man. It's gonna be crazy.
All right. Enrique Ogunwale dropped game high 23 points. Like you can see from team stats.
That girl's a problem. That girl's the real deal.
Oh yeah.
That girl's the real deal. She went number 24 for a reason.
When you see the Mercury getting out rebounded by 12, makes you think. Like Cole said, when you have Brittany Griner back and you get out rebounded by 12, it makes you think some things now.
Yeah, but BG can't do it by herself though.
Well, no, she can't. You're right. But still, a team that has her on it and the overall collective effort on the boards is like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a tough one to close out Tuesday night. We had the Wednesday. The Sparks. They started off good. They struggling now. They took an L to the sky up in Chicago, 80-63. And ain't really nothing much for me to pull from this. I'm just like, what is going on with the Sparks?
They too inconsistent. That's what's wrong with them. They too inconsistent. Mm-hmm. I mean, they struggled on Sunday against Dallas, and they had to pull a miracle to win that game. But I mean, a win is a win, you know. Like Vin Diesel said in Fast and Furious, it don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, win is a win. But you would think now, before All-Star break, you would try to gain some momentum before the second half of the season. And with the Sparks, the thing is with me is they too inconsistent. But to their defense, they have been having players coming in and out. They have been sustaining some injuries here. So, you know, we gotta factor that in too. I love my Awumake girls though. I love my Awumake girls though.
You ain't the only one.
Huh?
You ain't the only one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love them. I love them.
Courtney Williams was the leading scorer for the Sky with 21 and 9 boards.
I will say this, not to cut your wisdom. I will say this. I love the fact that they picked up Destiny Henderson. I'm glad that they picked her up because she got waived before the season started. So I was kind of glad that she was able to find another team during the season. Because for me, I mean, her rookie campaign last year with Indiana, I felt that she did real good. But unfortunately, you know, she got waived. Because I was actually looking forward to her and Aaliyah Boston playing with each other again. But they, you know, released her. So I'm glad that, you know, she was able to get back in the league and with another team.
Now, if I know Kobe Johnson, when you have shooting percentages like this, you're going to lose 9 times out of 10.
Again, if the shots ain't falling from deep, make it easy to post. 4-13 from 3. I mean, right there, that just basically says to you, okay, all right, we're basically just going to give up possessions here. If the shots ain't falling, go inward. And yes, I know, with the shots in from the perimeter, it still was bad because they shot less than 35% from the whole field, did the Sparks. But still, make the game easier, especially if the shots aren't falling and defense is getting to you. Here, make it easier on yourself. Don't just chunk up shots and don't just basically hand possessions away. And where was that effort in the second half of the Sparks? It was as if they gave the game away once they got out the tunnel from halftime. Give me the excuse of, well, it's a road game. You got to give me better effort than 11 four-quarter points. You got to give me a much better effort than that. a much better effort than that. And so, yeah, I agree with Dre. The Sparks, they're playing like their male counterparts. They're inconsistent.
Oof. Yep. That was game one of yesterday. Game two took us to the Capitol of Washington, D.C., which the Mystics took down the Dream 109-86. The Dream, they had a nice three-game road win streak going on, but they've been struggling ever since then. But if I can say, I think Cheyenne Parker deserves to be an all-star reserve as well.
She will.
Because she has been the catalyst for the Atlanta Dream.
She will. Yes, she will.
Elena Deladon have dropping 25 to lead the Mystics, and a nice win for them. That's their ninth win of the season, bouncing back from that from the loss that they took up in New York to the Liberty.
Another reserve.
Here are your current standings as we get ready to go into tonight's triple header. Of course, we all know who's on top without question. Number two is the New York Liberty because they happened to beat the Connecticut Suns this week, giving the Suns their fourth loss. Two of them come to the Liberty, one to the Aces, and the surprising one to the Dream. That was part of a surprising three-game winning streak of real games. Right behind the Suns is the Washington Mystics, and followed by the Sparks and the Wing, clearing out the top half of the league. So we're going to take another break here, and then when we come back, we're going to preview games tonight and through the weekend, especially the big one tonight out in Vegas.
The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's landed a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus. Mountains of entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of four turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Ram fans across the nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Cole Johnson is with me. I'm also Dre Day, who stepped away for a minute. As you can see here, tonight we have a triple header. The big one we're going to get to towards the end of the show. But also, the all games starting at 10. On NBA TV, the Indiana Fever taking on the Phoenix Mercury down in the desert. Then you have the Minnesota Lynx take on the Seattle Storm up in the Pacific Northwest of Seattle. Both games at 10. The Mercury games at, on NBA TV. The Storm game is on CBS Sports Network. Co, what you see? What you think about the other two games for tonight?
Go ahead, Cole.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. The Mercury needs to get out of their own head and out of their own way. And there's a team that's coming there that just has nothing but fight. That's just how they are. They fight, they scrap, they claw. And when you have teams that are like that and you or down in the dumps, that's a long night. So I'm expecting another long night for the Mercury because the Fever is not going to be playing. Now we saw, the Lynx and the Storm. I think we saw these teams go early this week. They, they're hustling, they're battling, they're trying to find their way. They're trying to understand, like that. Both teams trying to understand their systems and grow. I think you're going to see another good game there. Hopefully the Storm can come back and learn from the lessons that they had with the previous game and walk out of their home den with a W. But I'm looking forward to actually the Lynx Storm being the better game of the two, and the Mercury basically being like matadors and just getting trampled and rolled over by the Fever.
Hey, Dre, anything about the other two games that's tipping off tonight at 10 before? Because we're going to save the big one for late in the show.
Well, I'm looking forward to Aaliyah against BG. I'm not going to lie to that. I'm very much looking forward to that. I think that what Aaliyah has done so far this season has been nothing but amazing. And I tried to warn people that felt, oh, maybe she should stay for her fifth year. Don't go to the WNBA yet. No, bullshit. Go now. Go now. Even your own coach, Dawn Staley, told you to go because I think she was a little hesitant on going. Because, you know, some of these kids, they live the college life. They don't want to leave their friends. They want to keep enjoying themselves. But she made the right decision by leaving. She was WNBA ready. And then on top of that, you can see the difference in her game from WNBA to college. A lot of the stuff that she was trying to do in college, she couldn't do because they kept double teaming her. See, now she with the big girls now. So now she's able to excel in ways that we didn't really get to see as much in college. They need to just give her the Rookie of the Year award now. Stop bullshitting. Just give her the award now. Just put her name on it and let's worry about all the other awards later on. But the Rookie of the Year right now is definitely the leader of Boston. Indiana is feisty. And Phoenix better wake up because this is not looking too good for them this season. To think that with a return of Brittany Griner, you still have the veteran leadership of Diana Taurasi. Nobody would expect for the Phoenix Mercury to be 2-10, because I know I didn't. Like I said earlier, did I think they was going to the finals? No. But if you was to ask me before the season started, yo, Dre, in 12 games, do you think Phoenix would be 2-10? I would have told you absolutely not. So the fact that I see it now, it sucks.
Hold on, we got some breaking news. Shout out to my man, Dylan. He just put in the chat, Harden picking up Austin for a sister to explore trade, Knicks and Clippers emerge.
I was going to mention that too, but I'm like, fuck that. We're talking about the women right now.
Well, that's interesting there. Thank you, Dylan, for that. That's an interesting one right there. All right. So we're going to come back and preview the big game.
The Rockets. I'm happy about it.
Of course you are. Oh, trust me. I know you are. All right. We're going to move on. Let's go ahead and let's go to tomorrow because we've got a couple of games up on tomorrow. And tomorrow we have the Mystics and the Dream battling it out down in the ATL. That is 7:30 on Ion Television. And then 8 p.m. on Ion Television, you have the LA Spartan and Chicago Sky doing battle. Dre, you got Mystics and Dream, Sparks and Sky Friday night.
Pull the schedule up.
So I'm having some difficulties. I had to put it up on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So,
let me just pull it up on mine.
All right, there we go. We got it.
I'm glad that network has a doubleheader. I'll say that. I'm glad the network has a doubleheader. What I will say is this, though.
I'm glad a lot of the games are being televised this year. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm very, very glad that the WNBA is televising more games, whether it's on Prime, whether it's on ESPN, whether it's on ABC. I wish it was more on ABC, but I'm just glad that a lot of the games are being televised this year. I mean, with a lot of the offseason stuff that happened, I think it was only right that these women get more games televised on TV, because these women, I mean, I'm telling you, man, these women need the notoriety. They need their roses. They need their flowers. You understand what I'm saying? But to piggyback to this, which game I'm looking forward to the most, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna say it's Boston Scott, because I'm waiting to see if LA can get out of this funk and stop being inconsistent.
No surprises there. Co, you got two games tomorrow night.
All right, so for both games, I'll start with the Mystics and the Dream. I want to continue to see the Mystics continue their continuity that they're growing to have. It's wonderful when you see a team gel with a player like Deladon, and they say, okay, we got our horse. Now we can go places with her. And you're starting to see that coalesce with the Mystics. I think the Dream is still trying to find themselves, and I think they will eventually. Will it be this year? I'm not so certain, but they're still trying to find themselves. So that's going to be a good game. But I'm loving what the Mystics are trying to do. Although I would not consider them like an Eastern Conference fave, or definitely not a championship contender. But they're the next tier below. And that's a decent place to be, because you might be an injury away from supplanting one of those two teams and being there. Now, for the Sparks in the Sky, Dre said it best. The Sparks just need to be more consistent than they've been. And if they could just be more consistent, I would like what I see. The Sky really doesn't really press me all that much. But they got a W against this team before, and you know, not too long ago. I think they could probably if they play the way they do, clamp down on defense like they did against the Sparks league, and have that defense dictate the offense, and you know, they might come up with another W against the Sparks. But to me, this is about the Sparks, and they are a better team than their record of 7-8 shows.
That's Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, we got a big one Saturday. As you can see here, 3 p.m. ABC to begin the month of July. Kinetic Suns, Las Vegas Aces, round 3. This one in Vegas, they split in Connecticut. That's the Aces' only loss of the season right now. And then Saturday night, you have the Lynx and the Murder getting down in the desert. So I'm just going to let Cole go ahead, because I know you're going to talk to me about the Suns and the Aces round 3.
Yeah, so I saw the Lynx and the Murder. I'm sorry, the nap there.
No, don't do that.
No. Simply put, for real. The Lynx give effort. That is good. I'm happy about them. I'm just disappointed with the Mercury, and I just want them to show that they actually have something about them. You know, show me you got fight. Show me you got chutzpah. To me, when I can see on the boards that you give effort on the boards, that tells me a lot about everything else. I don't need to see shooting percentage. Just give me effort on the boards. Give me effort on the defensive end. If you don't have it with the shots, and you don't have it with the fundamentals on offense, show me you got it on defense. And if the Mercury could do that, they probably could turn this season around. Now, can he turn it around and actually make it playoffs? That's now that would be a horse of a different color. But you got to show me that they're better than you got to show me that you're better than 2-11. And you know, as far as the Lynx is concerned, yeah, they show fight. They have potential, and they're growing in. Find a way to piece together some games and piece together efforts. They probably can be. They probably could be contenders at some point. Now with the Sun and Aces, they're almost evenly matched. I'd like the Aces a little better, especially in Las Vegas. But that's going to be a good game. It's probably going to be one of the best games of the year. The same could be said about what we're going to be talking about for tonight's game as well. To me, it depends on, and I always like to say, the others. Which others are going to surround themselves with to on offense? To me, that's what matters. If you can help if the others can help the elite player, that's going to dictate and to go far as to who is going to take this game. Because when you can say, all right, the fundamentals are there, they can crash the boards, they can operate a half court, they can break you down with fast. They don't take possessions off on defense. When you can basically say it's relatively down to who is going to better support the elite player, especially in games like the Sun and Aces.
Dre, I'm gonna be honest. If I can sit here and say that they miss Jones against the Liberty,
I would hope
they
would
really go miss Jones Saturday.
I would hope that you be honest. Yeah, listen, you are absolutely right. They are going to have hell without Jones. And then on top of that, the last time these two played, Nwana Bonnet, I think, dropped 40 on them. So if you don't think that the Aces had this game marked on their calendar after that loss, mind you, that's the only team that gave them a loss. If you don't think after that game, they went in that locker room and circled this game on their calendar, trust me, they're going to send a message to this Sun team. They're going to say, okay, y'all gave us our first loss, and now that we know that y'all wounded without Jones, okay, Bonnard and Thomas can't do it by themselves. Y'all going to need somebody else on this squad to help out. And I just think that the Aces are just too fully equipped. They're dangerous. I think they needed that loss because before the season started, you had a lot of people with the whole, oh, can they turn the table? Can they go undefeated? They got that one loss out the way. Now let's see what happens with the rest of the season. That loss to them was the best thing that could happen because they had to get humbled a little bit, which they did. Now we're going to see what happens when they play them this weekend. It's going to be a dope one. It's going to be a goodie, a potential playoff matchup. I didn't say finals matchup, but potential playoff matchup.
And it's going to be nationally televised, too. You can't miss it.
Oh, yeah, ABC, yes. Mm-hmm. Not everybody ESPN.
ABC, sir.
ABC. Mm-hmm. Not Prime Video. Not Apple Music. ABC.
And I think the league's going to win and Phoenix, because Phoenix is dealing with too much. They're dealing with too much.
The Lynx is going to win that.
They're dealing with too much.
They should win that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday. Sunday, four games on the docket. Beginning at 3 p.m., ESPN3. That means if you have the ESPN out, you can watch this game. Down in the ATL, Dreams and Sparks get together. Also at 3 on ABC. Atlanta Deladon leading her Washington Mystics and Big D to take on Erika Gumawale and the Dallas Wings at 4. on ESPN3. Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever get together down in Indiana. And then at 6 p.m., Stewie returns to Seattle as the Liberty and the Storm get together in the Pacific Northwest. Dre, you got four games on a good old Sunday.
Well, I work this weekend, so I don't have no games. But I'll say this. The game that I'm interested in, surprisingly so, you want me to say Liberty and Storm because Stewie's going back to Seattle, but that ain't the one that really catches my eye. The one that catches my eye is Mystics and Wings. That's the one that catches my eye.
That's the game on national television, of course.
That's the one that catches my eye. Very much so. I'm very much I like both these squads. And being that we talked about the Mystics earlier, I would be remiss if I didn't say get well soon to Shakira Austin.
Yeah.
That injury that she that hip injury that she took looked real bad. It looked real bad.
They got the best news out of that one because it's not a season ending.
Yes, they did, because usually when you have a player getting carried off the court in the way that she did, it didn't look good. So to find out that she was only going to be out for a few weeks, yes, that's very, very, very great news for them. Very much great news for them. But that's the game that I'm eyeing. That's the game right there that I'm very much looking forward to. So hopefully this weekend that I work, hopefully they don't have me in an area where I can't have access to the TV. And, you know, I'll be able to watch the game as I clean these rooms. So hopefully they have me somewhere where I can watch the game.
Cool. For a slate Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to me, yeah. It looks like ABC got the right game to be played on Sunday to be
sure did.
On.
Sure did.
And for me, I love it when you have two different teams that have for two different reasons having to do the same thing, which is this is a good litmus test for them, for the Wings, if they want to show that they can contend with the big dogs, I think the next level up is a team like the Mystics. Let's see if you can hang with this team, especially if they're coming to your house. Let's see if you can step up your game and back to DC with a W. For the Mystics, for them, they're gaining steam, they're gaining continuity, they're gaining momentum. Let's continue that momentum. You looking at this team that you're on the road playing, and you hope that they have that killer instinct of, okay, their record is worse than us. We're not going to act as though we can, with the ball rolled out to the court and before the ball's tipped off, we win this game. But we believe we're better than this team. We got to show that we're better than this team. And I think this is a great test for both teams for that reason, because they have two different challenges and the same thing has a result. You know, okay, can we actually take care of business when we got to? And it definitely helps this game is on national TV too. Hands full with the fever, straight up. They have the hands full with the fever. Bri once you get back to Seattle. So I think Liberty's going to win, but that's not going to be an easy game for him because I think the Storm is going to make it really tough for him.
They're going to make it tough because it's going to be an emotional game for them.
Right. Yeah, they're gonna make it tough for the Liberty. That's not a
well, Lord.
That's not a gimme. That is not a gimme.
Lord, not gonna make it easy for. Let me say that too.
Yeah, that's not a gimme. And the Sparks, this is another test for them to understand that they just simply can't turn it on and off like a light switch. The Dream will not make it easy for them either, but they have to become more consistent, and if they can. They should walk out this weekend with W's, and this should be the second of the two games they walk out with W's, even though they're both on the road. They have to take care of business, and they have to beat teams like the Dream to prove that they are not just a mediocre squad.
All right, now before the fellas, including myself, get into tonight's big matchup, I had to talk with the queen of Who's Making Price herself, because she's one of the main people, besides Dre, who consistently tries her best to cover the WNBA. So my two fellas here, take about a 10-minute break, and I'm going ahead to play the clip from Megan Price getting ready to talk about tonight's game between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty.
Hey, Sal is here, you know. The big game is coming. The two super teams are matching up in Vegas. But since I couldn't get her on the last show, I had to do it recording previously because I can't talk about the big game and not have the queen of hoops with me on this. So, Ms. Megan Price, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you working with my schedule. I know I've been kind of busy lately.
So, but there's some couple of things I want the queen of hoops to talk about because she does dive into everything women's basketball.
Right.
So there's no other better person to talk about than certain articles that are coming up. And then we're going to begin here with this article that came out on Tuesday. U.S. Bank WNBA Project Destiny announced second year of She's a Vested program. Talk to me about this.
I think that this is something that we have seen since Kathy Engelbert became the commissioner, which she's the first commissioner. Everybody else before that was the president of the WNBA. So this is the first time that she's ever, anybody's ever had this term within the WNBA, and she's really business minded. We know that the WNBA has always been very active in social justice as well, but she has really kind of come in and brought some sponsorship and some major partnerships as well. Like, they have a partnership with Google, they have a partnership with Amazon Prime, like, and this is just one of those other programs as well. So super excited about this.
What is this program about?
You know what, I actually haven't gotten into the details of this, but you know what, it, like I said about Kathy, she's just somebody that really has gone out of her way, which, I mean, it's her job, but she has definitely pushed forward how much the league is in people's their conversations. And she's just very business minded. And so this is something that definitely want to keep women and younger girls involved in pushing forward the game.
All right, I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. And speaking of which, let's go down to the area that you know very well, which is Dallas, Texas, because right. somebody from the Dallas squad wore his name. Should I say, Care Community Assist of the Month Award for May.
Right. Yeah, she's absolutely very active there in the Dallas community, and we love her there. Like, she's a part of all the programs that we have there. They have several outreach programs along with camps there that bring the young ladies into the Coliseum there, and they actually get to play with some of the ladies as well. But also, she's always giving back and very, very prevalent within the community. So no surprise here, to be honest.
So nice to be doing work in the community. And right. Santos Sabala, she will be an all-star. I'm going to go ahead and stay that out there because
right, yeah,
she's been balling this season.
She has. So this is her second time being an all-star as well, being voted an all-star. You know, she had a little bit of a rough start coming into the W. She came from Oregon, and she just kind of had some health issues. She did play really well overseas. She is a Euro League champion as well. But she sustained some injuries over there before this season. So we're just really happy that she's been healthy. And on those days when, Arike has kind of a rough shooting game, Satu's right there.
So Satu is doing her thing on and off the court. Congratulations on that award for the month of May. Now, I talked about this on the last episode, and I knew, and when I saw it, I thought about you first and foremost. We go from Dallas to Phoenix because right. The big news of the week.
Okay, so I have been talking about this since she got hired, to be perfectly honest. So a little background here. So the Phoenix Mercury parted ways with Sandy Brondello, which is y'all's coach now over there in the New York Liberty. She's a decorated coach, but it kind of looked like maybe she took over a champion team and it kind of looked like she had peaked. with Phoenix, and they just wanted to go part their ways and see what they could do. And of course, this is before BG was detained, wrongfully detained overseas. So there was a lot of things that went into this season that contributed to the last season that contributed to kind of the breakdown of this. But she didn't have a good relationship with Skylar Diggins-Smith. The team was just almost volatile on the sidelines at times. And we know that they were going through a lot anyway, because yes, we know the league hurt for BG, but literally, like, you know, these are her sisters. This is her team. This is her family. And they were really hurting that she wasn't there. And Vanessa was just not the right person to hold them together, unfortunately. They really wanted Teresa Weatherspoon, which she's an assistant for the Pelicans. And, you know, I think she just kind of wanted to further where she was at within that organization. And so she withdrew her name from the coaching carousel right there. And they had to pick up Nygaard like maybe 4 or 5 days before the draft, because they were looking at going in the draft without a head coach. So it felt like a rush hire, and she just kind of felt unprepared. For an analogy, I would say kind of the Steve Nash experiment over there with the Nets. Like, it, he always seemed like a deer in headlights whenever the press was on him. And which, not to say that, you know, he hadn't been in the limelight. Obviously, he had been, but not when, like, everybody was blaming you. You're the coach. It's a different role. And he hadn't put in that work as an assistant to become a head coach. And I feel like it's real similar with Vanessa. So, now, we did play Phoenix last night. We ended up winning by 15, but I want to say, like, the first three quarters, it was really close, and there were times that the Mercury was ahead, and I was really happy with what I saw out of Coach Blue. Like, she was very active. It seemed like the players were very interactive with her as well and receptive to what she had to say, and whereas it seemed really tense when Vanessa was there, and, you know, I wish her the best, and but, you know, maybe Blue's the right person for the job. And if she's not the right person for the job, she's the right person to get you through this season. And, you know, as we know, we're getting close to halfway through the season. So, you know, you got to have somebody in place right now.
So you're talking about the Phoenix Mercury dealing with Brittany Griner being imprisoned over in Russia for the first season of Vanessa Nightgaard. Mercury in this season, the second season, just not clicking at all.
No, it was rough. But I don't think it was just the 2-12 start for this season. It had a lot to do with last season, too. And I don't think that Skylar was going to come back, period, as long as Vanessa was there.
So that's the big news of the week.
Y'all
heard me talk about it. You heard me talk about it Monday, but I just had to get the queen of his opinion on this, because I knew she was not fascinated about this from the start of it. There you go. But the main reason why she's here is because of this right here.
Right. Yes. Huge game. We're talking the 1 and the 3 seed versus each other. Are they going to be in Vegas? Is that right?
That game is in Vegas.
And so that's going to play a huge factor. I've actually been in Vegas, gone to a couple of those games out there. Obviously, it was before CP3 got there, but their fans are dedicated. So it's one of those, it's like Seattle, like they can definitely be that sixth woman off the bench. The fans can, because they sell out games. I bet this game sells out. And this is what we expected going into this season. We knew because it was just a crazy free agency. So we knew that this was going to be the battle right here. And I don't think anybody really kind of anticipated Connecticut coming in at number 2. But even with the bad injury that they sustained over the last week, I still expect
devastating
for Brianna.
We're talking 16-10.
Right.
Unaccounted for.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But I want to say, like, yeah, they're going to have to, where the other ladies are going to have to pick up is going to be on the boards, because they have a score in Dejanay Carrington. But, you know, back to this game over here, like, you know, we expected this to be the 1 and the 2 seed. Well, they're the 1 and the 3 seed. And Liberty is tough. Like, Bettnija now she had her third game in a row with 15 point plus points. And she's very physical. And that's what New York kind of needs. Like, they need to be able to go into Vegas, because Vegas is some bullies over there. Like, while even if CP3 is having an off shooting night, she's going to put up 12 boards on you. Like, you're going to have to get in that lane and bully around with her on top of Asia, your reigning MVP, your reigning defensive player of the year. And then you got Chelsea Gray, who's just diamond like crazy over there. Like, she's just absolutely showing out. And KP fills in when somebody's kind of having a short shooting night. Like, she's going to pop up. And if, you know, like, we'll see her have games where she has like 10 to 12 points. But then, like, when it's needed, she'll go in and she'll get you 20 to 22 points. Like, if somebody's having an off shooting night, which happens every now and then, or you're going up against a tough team like this one. What I've kind of seen out of Jonquel this season, I think that she's going to have to get on the gas. Like, she's got to turn it to the next level. You know, they don't have Han anymore. She went back overseas and she's playing over there. So, you know, she's the big, and she's got to show out a little bit more. What we're seeing out of Stewie, she's the first woman to ever get to 4,000 points, the fastest in the history. So she's going to break. She already has, but she's going to continue to break tons of records over there at the New York Liberty. Sabrina had an awesome game. She had 32 points the other night. So, you know, just they're really kind of gelling together the way we expected them to. It just took a little time.
Man, man, man. Y'all will hear me preview this game Thursday with my two buddies, Dre Day and Cole Johnson. But I had to get the Queen of Hoops here because this is the game
right
everybody's been waiting on.
So definitely as excited.
As you see it here, Thursday, June 29th, 10 p.m., Prime Video. You do not want to miss this. It's the Battle of the Super Teams, Part 1, down in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Queen of Hoops, thank you for this. And enjoy your week. I look forward to having you on some other time. Hopefully we can read.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Queen of Hoops, Megan Price, giving her thoughts before the big game tonight. And now that that time is here, let me bring the fellas back in. Dre. And we have one more person. Oh, I brought in another guest just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of Snowman Multimedia, the Snowman himself, Mr. Brian Snow.
Good evening, Maker. How goes it?
You know how it is. Welcome to the house of shooting lights up, sir.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me. Appreciate the fellas here.
And all three gentlemen join me today because tonight is the big game. 10 p.m., Las Vegas, Nevada. Prime Video, New York Liberty, Las Vegas Aces, the two super teams to do battle as we get ready to preview this. As you can see here, as I work my way around, here's what the both teams have done in the last 10 games, gentlemen. You can see the numbers here. And this is just numbers that backs up the reason why most people feel like these are the two teams destined to meet in the WNBA Finals. To go even furthermore, here's where we stand overall with the two teams. Right now, the Liberty sitting in second place after beating the Connecticut Sun early on Tuesday. Second in points per game, first in assists, and fifth in opponents per game as the Aces, number one in points per game, second in assists per game, and second in opponents points per game. So, gentlemen, let's get to it. Let's begin here. But Mr. Dre Day, is our Liberty on the road against the Aces, sir?
You said our Liberty?
Our. I'm a Liberty fan.
No, 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 no. You said our Liberty as if it's our, me and you. No, no, no. I'm Team Candace. I'm where she at. But it's going to be a goodie, though. It's going to be a goodie. T.O. said get your popcorn ready, right? So – This is gonna be one of those games. I mean, I wish that it wasn't on Prime Video. I wish it was on ESPN. I mean, it wasn't gonna be on ABC because it's a weekday, but I definitely could have settled for an ESPN game because this definitely is ESPN worthy. It's unfortunate that it's on Prime Video, but as the lady that was on with you just a few minutes ago stated, the commissioner being able to get all these sponsors And Amazon being one of them, it's a good look for them to be able on Amazon, be on Amazon Prime. But this is going to be a goodie. And I got to say, I'm a little offended with that little picture that you had, Darnell, because you had a big four for Vegas. You left one person out for New York.
Why couldn't I find one? So I had to go to one that I had originally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had to get the updated one, man. Courtney Vandersloosh. She ain't no slouch.
Trust me, I was looking. I spent yesterday trying to find one. It's like all the ones that I've seen weren't going to work. So I had to keep the two that I originally used.
This is going to be a goodie. And for all four of us, I'm quite sure we hope it's not a dog walk. We hope it's not a blowout, which I don't think it will be. You know, I would definitely settle for a nail biter just to give us something to look forward to come the end of December or October. But I really think this is going to be a slugfest. And I tell you what, this is one of those games that, okay, Candace only had 1 point the last game. You ain't going to be able to have 1 point this game. Oh, no, you're going to have to get about 10-plus this game, Candace.
All right. Let me get Snowman in here since he's newly joining us. Snowman, the big game tonight.
It is. You see two teams that are virtually the same. You already posted and talked about the rankings. Here is one factor where I think this game will be decided: turnovers. Because both of these teams love to get up and down the floor. Both of these teams love to get in transition. The turnovers are going to tell the story. Who's going to have the least amount of turnovers, and who's going to take advantage of the of transition? And counter Dre's point. Do not, I repeat, Dre. Do not be surprised if this is a 100-point game for both teams.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. Not at all.
All right. Cody Johnson.
Yeah, turnovers is a good barometer that was mentioned earlier. What I mentioned earlier between the when we previewed the Aces and the Sun, you know, which set of others is going toward the elite player and the high scorer. But no question, defense. What team comes prepared on the defensive end better? I won't be surprised if over 100 points, but which team is going to get those key stops in a game like this? In a game like this, possessions that you can that you can take away from your opponent matter more than anything else. So if you ask me what is the most important aspect breaking this game down, which team is going to come to Las Vegas and play the better team defense all throughout all four quarters of this matchup? And that will be the determining factor to me who is between the Liberty and the Aces.
Okay. Now, y'all heard from the fellas. We all knew. Because this whole thing started with Candace Parker going to the Aces.
Sure did.
And it was already like, let's go ahead and give them a championship again because this is just unfair.
Call her by her real name, CP3. That's her name. The real CP3.
Oh, no. But say, and not the point guard?
Nope. Nope. His name was taken many years ago by that young woman right there. She took that name in 2016 when she was in Los Angeles, when they both was in Los Angeles, and she did something he couldn't do, and that was deliver a championship in L.A. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, hey, he can't even deliver a championship, period. L.A. Facts. Or not.
Anyway. This all started with Candace Parker going to the Aces. And you was any if you're a WNBA fan, you were just like, is there any way is there a reason to play the season anyway? Because now you're just talking about a team that just added Candace Parker. And before you knew it, John Curl Jones gets traded to New York out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you have an MVP in New York. And then Breonna Stewart follows suit, along with Courtney Breonna Stewart. Now all eyes became on the WNBA because now you have two super teams here. Now, Dre brings up Candace Parker. You can't score just 1 point in this game tonight.
Not this game. Not this game. You got to send a message this game.
Yeah.
Any other team, that's acceptable.
I agree.
But with this team in New York, we're gonna need a. I'm not gonna say we're gonna need a old Candace performance, but we definitely gonna need more than a point.
Yeah.
You heard Snowman bring up turnover battle. Which team can handle the ball better? You heard Cole Johnson say defense. Which team can make the key defensive stops with the game on the line? For the Aces, I'm going to make it plain and simple. Continue to being who you are. You have a starting five, and it don't matter. One night, it can be Aja Wilson along with Jackie Young. The next night, it can be Kelsey Plum going ham. Another night, you might get the old Candace Parker type of game. It just doesn't matter. And by the way, Becky Hammond still haven't touched her bench like that yet. Because she's got some players on the bench, too.
Woo! Yes, she does.
So you didn't even see the full dangerousness of the Las Vegas Aces yet. So continue to do what you do. You at home, you got the home court advantage, you got the crowd behind you. You are the reigning defending champs, and you the best team in the WNBA. Record shows it, and people who have eyes can see it. For the New York Liberty, you took down one tower in the Connecticut Suns twice. Once at home and one on the road. Now you're dealing with the tower of all towers. You're the number one team in sharing the basketball. You want to beat the Aces? Make them defend the entire length of the courts. Get some back doors. Find some open shooters. We have seen games when four starters score in double figures. As Megan Price said, Elijah Laney has done three straight games of scoring 15-plus points.
She brought
one more tonight.
That lady brought up a beautiful point. Beautiful point when she said that.
So, Denaja, we're going to need to make this four straight. Dry Crail Jones, you're coming off your second double-double in the Liberty uniform. You're going to have to bring the MVP, Dry Crail Jones, tonight because you're dealing with Candace Parker, CP3, and Aja Wilson, the reigning league MVP. Breonna Stewart, be you. We know what you bring. We know what you bring to the table. We don't have to worry about you. Because you already showed it. When you played against the Mystics Sunday and you were struggling, know what you did? And Cole was going to like this. My shots ain't dropping. I'm going to get to the free throw line.
Hello.
She got to the free throw line. Most of her points came to the free throw line while the rest of the team picked her up.
They delivered it, but she's on her way home now.
So they picked her up to help get that comeback victory over the Washington Mystics at home. Sabrina, you dropped 31 points against the Washington Mystics. You hit 7 threes. You got Courtney Vandersloot. Courtney can be the point guard in tonight's game. You gonna have to be the scorer in tonight's game. You gonna have to make either Jackie Young or Kelsey Plum work on the defensive end. To let it be known, y'all might be the deepest team Y'all might have all the star power, but we ain't backing down either. It's going to take a team effort to take down Vegas. It took a 40-piece from Bonner in Connecticut to knock them off. She had to drop 40. New York, you don't need nobody dropping 40 because you have the pieces. You have the pieces around to be balanced going and be the number one assist team in the WNBA that you are. But if you don't share the ball and if you turn it over, you're going to get ran out of Las Vegas. Because one thing about Las Vegas, they are good at turning you over and getting creep buckets. And that's what I got. Anything else, fellas, before we sign off?
If you don't have Prime Video, you better get it now. And then you can deactivate it. But for this game, please be tuned in because this is the preview for the WNBA Finals at the end of September going into October. You definitely don't want to miss this. This is going to be one of those ones. This is what we've been waiting for all season. Once both teams made their moves in the offseason, it's been a foregone conclusion that this is the WNBA Finals. I believe this is the first of three matchups. I think the other two is going to be in Barclays. I know for sure I'm going to be at one of them. I don't know which one, but one of them I will be in attendance for. But it's going to be one of those ones, and I hope a lot of people tune in for this game. I really do.
All right. Anything you want to say about the rest of this game, Cole, before we sign off?
The only thing I have to say about it is, before this season, actually before the Final Four happened for the women's, I said that I really believe that the women's game needs to have a resurgence and a renaissance because they play a better, a more fundamental brand of basketball than men do. And I haven't been surprised since the first weekend in April because the ladies have come to play not just in the college level, but the pros. And tonight is the biggest sign of the women showing that they can hang. And not just hang, they actually can do it. They can actually do the darn thing even better than the guys can.
That is Cole Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. All right, as we get ready to sign up out of here, Dre, tell the people where they can get at you at.
Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast, The Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy. Y'all can find me on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Dre Day. There's two Dre Days. I thought it was only one. There's two Dre Days. But if you put me in, you're going to see me with a Yankee jersey. That'll be me. That'll be yours truly. On Twitter, it's Dre Day 1985. On IG, it's Dre Day 1985. And Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. I have two podcasts. I have two IG pages, and that's where you can find me.
All right. Mr. Cole Johnson.
All right. Well, if you want to find me online, all you have to do is go to floco.com/page/host Cole Johnson, all one word. That is floco.com/page/host Cole Johnson. You can catch me on Revelations on the @Revelations TV show YouTube channel. You can catch a Mentality with my brother Wise El Heavy, who's in the audience. That is Mentality. You can catch it on the @Comey Media Incorporated YouTube channel and the @RealWiseTV YouTube channel. You can also catch me on Snowman in the Morning and at the @Snowman Multimedia YouTube channel. And you can also catch me what I do every single Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. That is Sports with a Z YouTube channel, Cole Sports.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Megan Price. You heard from Brian Snow, the Snowman. He's the host of the Snowman in the Morning Show with Cole Johnson. You heard from Dre Day Sports Baby Dre Day. Tonight is a big night for the WNBA. Both super teams are going at it. It's round one of it. It's must-see TV. Do not miss it. You already know the playmaker from Jacksonville, Florida. You already know. Y'all can find me on all platforms. You already know you can listen to this playback on all streaming platforms, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and a whole lot more. Thank you to Megan Price. Thank you to Cole Johnson. Thank you to Dre. And thank you to Brian Snow, because it's been one great show, and we can't wait, because tonight is the night. New York Liberty, Las Vegas Aces, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. 10 p.m. is your time. Amazon Prime. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, the Playmaker signing off.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Off.
Masterpiece.